Is debt consolidation a good idea? We'll talk about that and more coming right up. Need a judgment-free zone when it comes to your financial life? Bienvenida to the Her Dinero Matters podcast, a bilingual podcast for today's Latina who typically thinks English but feels her Latina culture through and through. I am your host, Jen Hemphill, and each week we have down-to-earth money conversations from people in La Comunidad Latina that will leave you with more confidence and inspiration to help you take control of your money. Lista? Let's do it. Hola, Reina. ¿Qué tal? How is it going, Queen? This is Jen Hemphill, your host. And today it is just you and me. So get comfortable as our chat is all about debt consolidation. Before we dig into today's topic, I need to share with you that today's episode is brought to you by Lightstream, the online lending division of SunTrust Bank, and their purposeful debt campaign. All this means is that I'm proudly participating in this campaign and I have received compensation for this participation. All opinions expressed are my own. Now that we have gotten that important disclaimer out of the way, let's get into today's episode. I can't tell you how many times I have been asked if someone should do a debt consolidation loan, which is why it is today's focus. In today's episode, you will learn what exactly debt consolidation is, 5 ways to consolidate, who debt consolidation is for and who should use caution, as well as benefits of debt consolidation loans. But before we get into that, let's get into the Reina of the Week. And this week, the Reina of the Week is Bethany. She shared with us the power of an emergency fund. Her family had 3 things break in 2 weeks, and she was able to pay cash for them. She wasn't ecstatic about using her emergency funds, but at the same time, she was happy to have it. So congrats to you, Bethany. That is awesome, because an emergency fund, that's what it's there for those emergencies. Now, recently, I wrote a blog post titled, Why Giving Debt a Purpose is How You Win with Your Money as a part of this purposeful debt campaign. I wrote that especially for those of us who have taken on some debt, but with a purpose, even though there is so much stigma around this. If you haven't read it, you can go to jenhemphill.com/purposeful debt. And that link is in today's show notes. With debt, as I mentioned earlier, I get questions and questions about debt consolidation. Let's start with what debt consolidation is. Simply put, debt consolidation is taking out a loan that allows you to roll multiple debts into one single payment with a lower interest rate. The idea being to simplify your life by making one payment to one place versus multiple payments to multiple places and save you money in that process. So there are different ways to consolidate. Some of these ways I'm sharing, I'm not a fan of, but they are options nonetheless. And I want to be transparent with those options. And I'm going to discuss them in an order from what I consider least ideal to more ideal. You ready? One way to consolidate is borrowing from a life insurance policy. In my humble opinion, this is one that is least ideal. They don't require you to make those payments when the loan is less than the cash value of the policy. But if you don't pay, then what is owed is subtracted from the death benefit. So here you're really risking that death benefit. So that is one way to consolidate. Another way to consolidate is borrowing money from your 401k. We have done this, and honestly, I personally regretted it. Although it seemed to be ideal at the time, we lost on that magical compound interest that was working for us. So with borrowing money from your 401k here, you are risking retirement dollars. Another way to consolidate is using a home equity line of credit or a line of credit. I'm not a fan of this one either because you are putting your house on the line. Now, there's no pun intended, mind you. And you have interest-only payments, which makes the repayment period longer. So here, you are risking your home. Then there, the other way to consolidate are those balance transfers to a low or maybe 0% promotional offer that maybe lasts 10, 12, 18 months. I personally have done this, but if you go this route, you need to make sure you are strategic and that you pay that balance off before the promotional period ends. If you don't, your interest rate will be the regular credit card interest rate on that remaining balance. So here you're risking racing the clock, and we all know life does happen. So you have to be very, very strategic if that's something that you choose to do. Then the other option, the fifth option of a way to consolidate is the option of a consumer loan. This would be an unsecured loan, meaning they are loaning you the money based on your credit worthiness versus collateral, like your home. Essentially, the risk you take is on you and your ability to have good credit. And I like this option the best because your credit worthiness is something you can control. Of course, to get a great rate, which is what you will need to make debt consolidation beneficial, you need good credit. LightStream is whom you heard me mention earlier in this episode, is a great option for a debt consolidation loan. I love how they love simplicity and how they make lending uncomplicated, which is why I've partnered with LightStream to help raise awareness of debt consolidation as a fast, simple, and smart financial tool to help responsible consumers, and I have a feeling that's you, manage their purposeful debt. LightStream is an online consumer lender that offers low rates, no fees, and a simple, transparent experience for people with good credit. LightStream makes lending uncomplicated. A debt consolidation loan from LightStream offers low interest rates and fixed payments that enable you to pay off debt in a straightforward, money-saving way. They have given me a special link to share, which I will share at the end of this episode, and it is also found in today's show notes. So as my listener, you can receive a discounted rate on your loan if you're approved, a lower rate than the average of 20% of the credit card APR plus a discount. That sounds like winning to me. Now, it's important to know, I want you to make sure you check out some important disclosures over at lightstream.com/disclosures. And I will also have that link in today's show notes. Now, here is why I love what they're doing. If you already have good credit, well, why not get rewarded for it? This is what LightStream does with low interest competitive rates. Plus, you can get approval online since the application process is literally paperless, which makes life simple. This means there's no need to get into your car or go to an office. You literally can apply and get approved in your PJs while drinking your coffee. Okay, maybe two cups of coffee and eating your breakfast, but you get what I mean. Their loan amounts are generous and practical for what you need and easily helps with debt consolidation. Maybe you have a car loan with an undesirable interest rate and a few credit cards you want to pay off. You can borrow anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. Plus, how long they give you to pay off the loan varies from 24 to 84 months. That's 2 to 7 years. For example, monthly payments on a $10,000 loan at 3.99% APR with a term of 3 years would result in 36 monthly payments of $295.20. So $295.20. I personally love this because the term is not so long where it doesn't serve you financially. In other words, you're paying more money in the long run, but rather it keeps you accountable in continuing to be financially responsible with managing your money. But wait, I'm not done yet because it still gets better. With Lightstream, funds can be deposited directly into your bank account as soon as the same day, of course, when all the criteria is met. So you can pay off the debt you want to consolidate immediately and start saving with that lower interest rate. The final part of Appreciate is that there are no fees nor prepayment penalties. I mentioned earlier how Lightstream prides themselves on simplicity. And personally, I love how they embody their motto, lending uncomplicated. Those extra fees or prepayment penalties definitely complicate things and makes the loan more expensive. And seriously, who wants that? So who is debt consolidation for? Debt consolidation is for the person who wants to simplify their debt payoff strategy and has good credit that it would make financial sense to do so. And who should use caution? Well, that would be someone who hasn't addressed how they got into debt in the first place. If it was done with a purpose is one thing, but if you're looking at your debt and you're wondering how did you get there, then you should use caution. So here are some benefits of debt consolidation loans. We don't tend to think debt consolidation has benefits because we think if we have to consolidate, we are in trouble. But there are some benefits that aren't spoken about. Number one is you can save money on credit card interest rates. As I mentioned earlier, that you need good credit for debt consolidation to be worthwhile. Naturally, if you have good credit, you can get a lower interest rate, which helps you save money. Plus, instead of paying variable rate credit cards with high interest payments, you can settle into a fixed rate that's predictable, a monthly repayment plan at a fixed lower interest rate and no fees. The second benefit is you can pay off high interest financing from other purchases. Have you purchased furniture or appliances like a refrigerator, etc., and they offer you financing but at a high rate? Or maybe you have taken loans at high rates. A debt consolidation loan can help in paying off this high interest financing. Then another benefit, a third benefit, is you can simplify your payments. You and I love simple, right? And consolidating into one loan payment versus multiple makes it easier to manage expenses and facilitate transactions. Another benefit is you can boost your credit score. If you take a debt consolidation loan with a purpose, that's key, with a purpose, you can resolve debt quickly on a planned timeline you choose. With consolidation, you can pay down current balances and create a singular payment channel at a fixed rate while decreasing the chances of missed payments. It's a great opportunity to pay off debt and improve your credit. So let's do a quick recap, okay? So there were ways to consolidate, and that was borrowing from a life insurance policy. And I told you what the risk was, and really it's the least ideal in my opinion. Then another way was to borrow money from your 401k. That is another one, my second on the list of being least ideal. Then another way to consolidate was to use a home equity line of credit or a line of credit, which was my third one and least ideal because you're risking your home. Then there was a fourth way was the balance transfers to a low or to a 0% promotional offer. And with this, you just have to know that you're racing the clock and you want to make sure that you're strategic. So that was the fourth one. And the fifth one is the option of the consumer loan, which we really talked in depth because for me, in my opinion, out of the five ways to consolidate, the consumer loan is really the most ideal for the right person, meaning you have a good credit. So you have a good credit score and you're responsible with your money. And so we talked about the ways of debt consolidation. We talked about who debt consolidation is for. And I mentioned it's for the person who wants to simplify their debt payoff strategy and has good credit. And the person who you should use caution is that person who hasn't addressed how they got into debt in the first place. We also talked about benefits of debt consolidation loans, which is to save money on credit card interest rates, pay off high interest financing from other purchases, simplify payments, and boost the credit score. So I hope that you have found this valuable and helpful as we really got into a lot of detail about debt consolidation. Now, of course, you've heard me share with you all about it today. If you have been considering debt consolidation and after listening to this episode, you are shaking your head, yes, this is for me, I encourage you to apply as you will receive a discounted rate on your loan when approved just because you are a listener of this podcast. So just make sure you use the following link, which is lightstream.com/Jen Hemphill. And I will have a link in today's show notes. Next week on the podcast, you will meet Doris Quintanilla, a woman who is a strong advocate of people of color. You will see how her money story shaped the work that she's doing today. And I can't wait for you to meet her. So that is a wrap for today. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to tune into the show. Thank you to Lightstream for sponsoring this episode and for keeping things simple and straightforward, really embodying their motto of lending uncomplicated. Make sure that you check out the show notes at jenhemphill.com/195 to refer to everything you need from the show and all the links that I shared with you today. Also, don't forget, if you love this episode or this podcast, it would mean the world if you would share it with a friend, family member, coworker, or even a stranger. Nunca se sabe. You never know when someone is in pain in their financial life. And just the sheer sharing of this podcast or this episode may be the push or inspiration they need to move forward. Until then, stay consistent on those money actions and habits so you can not only be the reina of your money, but love your dinero more. You've got this. Tú puedes. Nos hablaremos el próximo jueves. I will talk to you next Thursday. Ciao.